United States versus Boss.
May it please the court, Mr. Blakeman. My name is Rafael Ramirez, and I represent the defendant, Pedro Bosque. We have put together two issues. It has to do with the acceptance of responsibility, the second one being an issue of a contract formed. In this case, the district court mistakenly concluded that Bosque's choice to go to trial was related to his relevant criminal conduct. The record really establishes that the reason Mr. Bosque went to trial was never to question his relevant conduct with respect to the criminal acts alleged. He went to trial because the government forced him to trial, because it faced to stand up and be counted for the promises extended.
But when he pleaded guilty, there's a series of questions that any district court will ask a person who's pleading guilty. And those questions include the question, has anyone promised you anything in connection with this guilty plea or these proceedings? And he apparently did not reveal this alleged contract at that time, did he?
No, he did not, I don't believe, at that time. However,
so if he tells the judge no, why are we not to rely on such a representation?
At the time that Mr. Bosque pled guilty, he was in a very emotional state. He was crying, and he was going against the advice of counsel.
Right, I remember that. But we have a number of decisions where we've said when you take an oath to tell the truth and the judge asks you these questions, we're entitled to rely on that. So I suppose that's my first point, and we have other things we can discuss with the contract. The other thing is I read the transcript of the district court judge's comments. He denied the acceptance of responsibility adjustment because he didn't think that there was true remorse. He really thought Mr. Bosque was trying to shift responsibility away from himself, to his son, to his son's associates, etc. He just doesn't see the kind of genuine remorse and acceptance of moral responsibility. Now, you may disagree with that, but that's the ground the judge states, and we would have to find clear error in that kind of judgment before we could disagree.
And that's exactly the point, that Mr. Bosque is not an Einstein. He understood, he relied on his wife for advice rather than counsel.
Well, whose fault is that? Is that the court's fault?
No, it is not the court's fault, Your Honor. However, when we take a look at this record, we will see that defense counsel was left outside of any decision making of any important information that came about.
That's not unusual, is it?
It's certainly creative law enforcement to find a way around defense counsel.
Well, what else could the judge do if the man doesn't admit it when he testifies? He says, and the judge has to make a complete record in order that he can make a proper finding with reasoning.
Your Honor, the only thing that I can explain to this court is that Mr. Bosque, who is not a very studied or a very intelligent person, was in a state of high emotion.
Isn't everybody, when they enter a plea of guilty, when they know that they're going to take a vacation with the government for 10, 15, 20 years?
Your Honor, that is ordinarily true.
Yeah.
However, when a defendant starts revealing information at trial to his defense counsel, and defense counsel queries him, saying, where has this been all along? And the response is, I've been instructed not to tell you. then we start having a real problem. Now, Mr. Bosque never denied any of the allegations against him. He confessed immediately upon arrest. He cooperated.
Yeah, but what is he doing now when he's at trial? That's what we're talking about.
What he is doing at trial is basically saying, I'm going to trial because they didn't agree, they didn't give me what they promised me, and I'm going,
but
what promise?
Right, and they have that. Here's another problem I have with your position, in this circuit at least. Before the government, that is to say the U.S. attorneys, are bound by a plea agreement, there has to be actual authority to enter into such an agreement. We don't use apparent authority. And so whatever Detective Cannon or Detective, or FBI Agent Burkhardt or whomever else was involved in this case was saying to him, they were saying something that was completely unauthorized by the sentencing guidelines. There's no way you could come up with a sentence of a year to 3 years on these facts. And there was no authority to bind the federal government. So even if it's, frustrating for him, first of all, he never discloses that these unauthorized promises have been made. That could have clarified things right up front. If he didn't want to plead guilty at that point, if he wanted to go ahead and go through trial, he could have.
Your Honor, the alternative to that is to give the police a carte blanche and saying, go out and promise whatever, so long as we don't know about it.
The alternative is to be honest at your plea hearing and say, I was promised by the police that I'd get a low sentence, at which point the judge can say, you were misinformed, and I will not take your plea.
And would you like to reconsider?
That is precisely the evidence that was presented at sentencing. When the evidence came out,
Does he want to withdraw the plea at this point and go
to trial? I don't believe so.
That's the only thing that could happen anyway.
Was he offered the opportunity to?
Yes, he was. Yes, he
Why
was offered.
Why didn't he withdraw it then?
Say that
I was promised this, you're not coming through with the promise, so I withdraw my guilt. That's what the court did. The court forced him to go to trial because the court was convinced that he was getting conflicting evidence.
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you.
Good morning. May it please the court. I'm Barry Glickman. I'm an assistant United States attorney in the Southern District of Indiana. To address Mr. Ramirez's acceptance of responsibility argument, I think the court's question basically hit the nail on the head in this case. Judge Hamilton made certain findings. The findings are reviewed for clear error, and as the court has held in the long line of cases which are cited in the government's brief, the Gibson case, the Simpson case, Sandoval, Gomez, and Wallace, the trial court is given great deference in making those findings. And what Judge Hamilton found was that the defendant had not taken responsibility for his actions. He had not stepped up to the plate, and he persisted in blaming others for what had happened to him. He also found that Mr. Bosque exercised his right to go to trial, and he wasn't going to be penalized for that. However, Judge Hamilton found that he wasn't going to reward him by not appreciating the wrongfulness of his conduct and giving him that two-level adjustment for acceptance of responsibility.
Can I ask you, Mr. Glickman, what your response is to a concern that I have that Mr. Ramirez has just raised? If this actual authority rule insulates the AUSAs or the U.S. attorney from all responsibility for promises the police make, the FBI agents make, the various other law enforcement officials make, what's to prevent police from promising defendants the moon, and then the person gets to trial and they say, oh, we were just kidding, it's all unenforceable?
That's a valid concern, Your Honor. However, I would point out that that's not what happened in this case, and Judge Hamilton found that. Judge Hamilton made specific findings that law enforcement acted aggressively and properly, and that they encouraged Mr. Bosque to cooperate, but they stopped well short of making any impermissible promises.
So you would say this is simply not a case where an actual promise was made to him?
If you tell us X, then we'll do Y for you.
That's absolutely true, Your Honor. Indeed, Special Agent Burkhart testified that there was no promise made to Mr. Bosque of any specific sentence. It's not something that she's authorized to do in every case. It's not something that she routinely does. And she also said that it wasn't done in this case. Moreover, Judge Hamilton also made detailed findings and a very good record with respect to the defense witness's testimony on that point. He said that the defense witness's testimony on that point was not reliable as an indication of what happened in discussions with the police. Now, the three folks that testified for the defense gave three different versions of what they heard about what happened. However, Judge Hamilton made those findings, and I believe that his findings should be honored because that is indeed what happened in this case. Moving on to the second argument raised by the defendant, that there was somehow some sort of contract, and your question, Judge Wood, basically addressed that. Mm-hmm. When you wrote the Crucian case, I believe this is a similar situation. I believe what we have here is a sentence that was in the appropriate guideline range, conformed to the statutory maximum and minimum, and that I don't believe that there's any jurisdiction for this court to review Judge Hamilton's decisions not to depart downward for the reasons that the defense was seeking. With respect to the substantial assistance, as I indicated, Judge Hamilton considered it and he said there's no evidence of anything remotely approaching the kind of substantial assistance that would support, let alone require the government to seek a departure on that basis.
Do you think if we thought that there was a contract, for whatever reason, just we'll say hypothetically, that the remedy here would be enforcement of that contract somehow, or would it simply be allowing him to withdraw the guilty plea, sort of undoing the case from that point forward?
I'm not sure I know the answer, Your Honor. My inclination is to say that the remedy ought to be to let him withdraw his guilty plea. But as the court said, this was covered in the Rule 11 colloquy when Judge Hamilton was going over the plea with him, and when asked pointedly the question, did anyone make any promises to you? Did anyone force you or threaten you to enter this plea? Mr. Bosque said no, and as was indicated earlier, we need to accept him at his word that that's what happened.
Yeah, that's a very open-ended question, is it not? Did anyone, and not just sort of today, but at any point, right?
Sure, and it seems to me, Your Honor, that that would have been the appropriate time had anybody said, told him you're going to get 1 to 3 years, you're not going to go to jail, this is going to happen to you, he would have told the judge. But and I'd also point out that we did have an interpreter there. I believe that's the record bears that out, that Mr. Bosque spoke English and Spanish, but there was an interpreter there. So I believe that there was no ambiguity on that point and that it was clear that the defendant knew what he was doing and entered a guilty plea. Because of those factors, Your Honor, I would ask the court to affirm the sentence that was imposed in this case. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, counsel. 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just a couple of very quick points. If no promises were in fact made, then where did all of the Bosque cooperation come from? It's one of the issues that brings to light.
He was probably very scared at the time he was arrested, and that's when he talked immediately after. Isn't that true?
That is correct, Your Honor, but I'm not talking about the confession. I'm talking about the stream of cooperation that followed his arrest in the subsequent months. And if he withdraws his plea, then who pays for the benefit that the government has received, the stream of information? And that's what this is about. There's some fundamental fairness that's got to be here somewhere. He has already performed.
Society is protected from further crime.
Your Honor, I don't want a convicted drug dealer out on the streets any more than the government does, not prematurely. But there are some fundamental elements of fair play here, some fair dealing that must take place. And that's why he cried foul. Bosque cried foul because he said, I performed, but they did not. And that's all that he is after. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, counsel. Thank you.
We will proceed to case